And we're also expecting to hear from the Ciaran Comhairle about the so-called Votegate controversy. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehan joins us from Leinster House. Before we talk about Votegate, the more serious issue, this apology this afternoon, Micheál, it will be critical, isn't it, that the Taoiseach satisfies the campaigners that he's the words he uses and the way he says them, that if you like, manages to draw a line underneath this issue from their point of view.
Yes, I think that's what the government will be aiming to do, because, of course, there was no issue in the lifetime of this government that was comparable to this controversy, merely because of the devastation that was expressed consistently by so many involved in it, and the government's handling of it on many occasions drew fairly trenchant criticism, and that continued for quite some time. What you've had since then in recent months are fairly lengthy and extensive meetings with those involved. So today you get to the point where you have the formal expression of regret in the Dáil Chamber.
And also, while a lot of eyes will be on the Taoiseach, a lot of eyes will be on the Ciaran Comhairle, as the Votegate controversy seems to be expanding. Is that right?
Well, there certainly are efforts underway to try to expand it. This is so, and when you think about it, last Thursday, if you were told that there would be an issue that would come along that would make its way to the summit of the Dáil agenda and it wouldn't be Brexit, that did seem impossible at that point. But this is the thing that's in focus now, and there's a few things happening. This lunchtime, the Dáil Business Committee is meeting. There's going to be a push there from Fine Gael to try and get statements from Niall Collins, Timmy Dooley and Lisa Chambers about what happened around voting last Thursday. I think Fianna Fáil would counter that and say, well, if you want statements, then we have a list of Fine Gael ministers and we want clarity about how they voted on occasion dating back several months. Fine Gael said there's a distinction here that all these ministers were in the Dáil Chamber at the time of their voting. So that's the difference they will claim. What you're looking at too is a wider problem. It's been identified now in the system around the casual nature of the way that people get other people to vote for them if they are nearby and if they are within those sealed doors in the chamber. There's a sense that can continue, and perhaps you need an overhaul completely, some kind of identification system that people could use to vote. But there are bitter war of words really underway here between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael on this, and it doesn't show any sign of abating. And of course that raises all kinds of questions about the future health of the confidence and supply agreement.
And let's hear from some opposition party leaders on this. You've been talking to Micheál, the Labour Party leader Brendan Hallin, and first Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald.
Votegate now has a hashtag, which tells you that this is a very, very significant story. It's not just a technical matter. It's not a matter of procedure. This is a matter of trust in the Oireachtas. This isn't a boys' club. This isn't a knitting circle. This is the legislature.
There are different orders of magnitude of seriousness. For a deputy to press the voting council of or the button of an absent deputy is a very, very serious matter in my judgment. And I think there has to be a fuller explanation of how that came to pass.
One other issue, Micheál, we know that the Cabinet has been discussing vaping, proposal brought to them by the Health Minister, Simon Harris. You'd imagine that would win wide support in the Dáil if it's brought before it?
Yeah, and I think there has been repeated calls in the Dáil for that. There even was legislation drafted by one government backbencher, Alan Farrell, along these lines already. But today, Cabinet signing off on Simon Harris's legislation, where it would make the sale of e-cigarettes to those under 18 illegal. It's also going to change the rules around how tobacco is sold. Those vending machines that dispense cigarettes, they will no longer be permitted. Events that are organised for children, you can't sell tobacco there. Anyone aged under 18 won't be able to sell tobacco in a shop. And retailers, if they don't comply with the new licensing rules that will involve an annual fee, well, then they will be hit with fixed penalty notices and their names published on a list.
Micheál, thank you for that. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan, in Leinster House.